think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. Successful people are successful not because they are able to foresee everything that's going to happen, but because they find a way to handle in productive ways all of the things that happen that were unexpected.
Yeah.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, flexibility.
If you feel like your success depends on being able to anticipate things are going to go in a certain way, and what's going to happen is what you expect to happen, and things that are unexpected are going to completely throw you for a loop, well, then the idea of the world being an orderly place where everything happens for a reason is much more comfortable than thinking, what are you talking about? There's all this random variation and stuff that no one can account for. And what are you talking about? You know, all the people who are really successful at what they do, almost irrespective of their gig, there's a flexibility about them. Because what all of us who work at tasks that take a long time to complete, you know, writing a book, producing a radio show, I mean, all those kinds of things, we recognize how much goes wrong between the start and the end point. So that's an opportunity to observe that it's not linear. It's not like I do this, I do that, and then everything works out, right? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that I can't possibly anticipate, no one could anticipate perhaps, that throws me for a loop. But if I'm flexible and I think, okay, I see what happened there. I don't like it necessarily, but I now have some ways to deal with that. You're in a totally different place as a human being. So if you believe you have that capacity to be flexible and adapt, well, then I think there's much less of a sense that I'm really uncomfortable if I think the world isn't as orderly as I would like to believe it is.
And one of the reasons that I think it's so important for people to hone their skills in areas in which they have expertise is because nothing ever goes the way that you planned it.
Right.
And the question is, can you take advantage of the unexpected elements of what happens in some situation? Because in many ways, that is the thing that separates good performance from great performance.
Yeah.
Is this ability to take those unanticipated elements and to incorporate them in whatever it is that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that requires a few things. It requires, first of all, a mode that embraces the unexpected. So if we think about personality characteristics, one of what's called the big five personality characteristics is openness to experience. People who are open to experience approach or embrace new things. And people who are closed to experience tend to avoid or push away new and unexpected things. So there's a personality variable at stake there. But it also plays out in situations. The more comfortable you are with a situation, the more willing you often are to embrace those unexpected elements because you feel like you have some ability to control those. And that is such an important part of preparation for things.
You know, the people who are uncomfortable with things that they can't anticipate, to the point that they are overly anxious, maybe even to a point of being debilitated, find themselves often in situations where their life has these spikes in it, where something happens, I've got this real emotional thing, it happens, and I gotta get over that. And so rather than having a sort of stable, look, that happened, this is the thing. There are these, you know, everything's calm, but then boom, something happens, and now you've got to react to it. There's a huge emotional reaction. And that instability in emotion makes you that much more anxious, right? And that much more unwilling to adapt to the unexpected, because each time an unexpected thing hits you, you're like, oh my God, and now you got this big reaction to this thing. And now your life is one of trying, as Art was saying, if you're closed to new experiences, why? Well, because something might happen that I can't adapt to.
Bad might happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that flexibility requires a tremendous amount of preparation. I mean, yes, it's valuable to have a personality that is amenable to the unexpected, but really dealing with the unexpected, being flexible, actually requires that you have a tremendous amount of expertise.
Exactly.
The most creative people, the people who are calmest in the face of uncertainty are actually the ones who know the most, because they have the most different strategies, the most different resources for coping with the variety of things that are going to happen, and then really taking advantage of them. And I think, you know, what's interesting to me is when I talk with people who are successful in their lives, it is not the case that those people have never had bad things happen to them. What fascinates me about really successful people is their ability to take things that would be bad for almost anyone and to have found a way to have turned those into something wonderful.
Yeah. We need to emphasize the fact that when we're saying things aren't as orderly as they appear, it doesn't mean they're entirely chaotic or random. It's just that there is an element of randomness in it. I mean, we accept whenever we run an experiment and analyze the results, there's always an error term, because we know that if we're doing something multiple times, the likelihood is extremely high that there's going to be variation that we can't account for. Right. And we just sort of, we build that into the equation, right? And life is just like that. But what many people are doing, they're living their life without an error term.
Right. There you go.
With the idea in mind that you think, okay, I know all the things that are operating in this situation, whatever it is. If I know what all those variables are, then I'll know what's going to happen. And there's no error term. And in every aspect of life, there's an error term. It doesn't matter what it is. And what I think can be comforting about that is it doesn't say life isn't as orderly as you think. It's just a mess and you can't predict anything. So just, you know, go back to bed. But instead to say, listen, there's a lot of life that is generally understandable and generally predictable. It's just most often not precisely so.
But it's also, once you accept that there's a limit to your ability to predict what's going to happen next, that then creates a motivation to be ready for the unpredictable aspects.
Next week, we'll hear a segment recorded live during South by Southwest 2016 on creativity and the myth of invention with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys and find more information on any of the topics we've discussed, go to KUT.org. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. Subscribe to us on iTunes or SoundCloud and leave a review while you're there. We'd love to know what you think of the show. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.